Now, welcome back to Money News right around the country. Tell you one thing that has absolutely gone bonkers today, and that is the shares of those what you call China-related companies. Now, in Australia, you've seen the price of, say, for example, Blackmores up by 13% today. You've seen Bellamy's, which has had all sorts of strife. We know about that, up by 15%. A2 Milk up 4.5%. Now, the reason for that is because China now wants to expand e-commerce trade with what it's calling sort of like the small end. In other words, these are small arrangements where products are imported for personal use, say, for example, through e-commerce. So this is trying to open up the likes of the Tmall in China to allow Australian products in there more easily. Now, this has been clamped down upon, which has seen big falls in the share prices of all of those companies and others besides. Now, what had happened is that really you've got a visit to Australia in the next little while of the Premier, Lee Kai-kwing. Now, the suggestion is maybe in advance of the visit to Australia, this law has been relaxed, simply so it's not a sticking point when he arrives in Australia. Now, I thought we might go and have a bit of a chat to Singapore and to a long-time sceptic of some of these companies, particularly Bellamy's, very critical about the way it was run, and justifiably so. Lloyd Moffat is with Religare Capital Markets, based in Singapore, who's online right now. Many thanks for your time, Lloyd.
Good to speak with you again, Rob.
It's been a big turnaround for some of these companies. Just explain exactly, you know, what the Chinese government has done and how and why these companies have suddenly turned around in such an astonishing fashion.
So it's been a bit of a flip-flop in policy from the Chinese MOFCOM that came out this morning and reclassified the cross-border e-commerce trade from being a normal trade to personal goods. And it's sort of in the same way that if you buy things from overseas and it's under a certain value, you don't have to pay customs duty, etc. on it. They've similarly reclassified these to not attract that sort of those sort of duties and taxes, etc.
The other point also was clearly labelling and registration was one of the big issues, because that was going to add enormous cost for many of these Australian goods that were being basically shipped into China in suitcases and then resold on the Tmall and others. That's where the real stock in trade, where, say, for example, Blackmores and even Bellamy's to a certain extent had made a significant amount of their business because they didn't have to go through the very costly and timely registration processes to get their goods into China.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my skepticism around these companies was really that their sales growth came through an unsustainable distribution network where their products essentially found their own way to China. And these regulations that came in April and then May last year really just complicated a highly informal trade. So I think what this has done, it's further extended the grace period for companies and also the traders and middle market makers for these products to actually formalize the way that they do business and meet regulations. But it's important to note that actually that Bellamy's, for instance, over the past 4 months has actually reacted to the changes in their sales channels by trying to formalize their trade, and that will actually still be under the regimen of having to have new labelling and CFDA regulation.
So in other words, it's actually changing the company's behaviour to try and get more of their goods in a formal manner into China rather than relying on effectively what was a black market of products moving across the border into China. But notwithstanding that, it means that there is still an opening potentially for others that might want to seek this means of import into China or export into China until such a time as they get large enough that they've got the financial wherewithal to be able to afford the registration and the packaging to get their products formally into China.
Yeah, absolutely. This sort of style of regulation is quite common with the Chinese, actually, in that we've seen a very similar situation with wind and renewable energy, where they come in with sweeping regulations, tariffs, etc., with no real way to implement this new policy. And then over the following 18 months to, say, 2 or 3 years, it sort of works itself out. But there's a lot of sort of volatility in the meantime and in both the share price and in the company's sort of operating performance. So it was that coming in that was really a red flag that I saw in Bellamy's. And I think there's going to be you know, volatility continue over the next sort of 6 to 12 months. But this is absolutely incrementally positive news for the company.
I'll tell you what, great to have you on the program. Lloyd Moffat, Religare Capital Markets in Singapore. He's been watching in particular Bellamy's, but all of those Australian stocks getting their products into China through the old suitcase economy, as it were. But now it seems as though there has been relaxation on previous clampdowns. It has been an about turn by China. And as I say, it really does come on the eve of the Premier, Lee Kai-kwing, arriving in Australia. And it will be fascinating to see exactly whether that run in those share prices. As I say, Blackmores today up 13%, Bellamy's up 14%, A2 Milk up 4.5%. Whether that can continue into the very near term. And Lloyd Moffat, we appreciate your time.
Thanks. Good to speak with you again.